Good morning and praise the Lord. Shalom. We want to continue to invite us into studying the scripture together and to understand what the Lord is saying this particular morning. We have come a long way in the book of Romans, and we have seen chapter 1 to 11. That has made us to understand what the Father has done for us. We have been made to understand that we are a product of mercies of God. If you consider that, like the prodigal son who had asked for his inheritance or his portion of his inheritance, which is against the will of the Father. But the Father gave it to him. And he left and squandered and destroyed that inheritance with loose living, with prostitution, with drinking. But then he came back home after destroying his portion. For him to be received by the Father, it was just mercies. He was supposed to be punished. What was light free his was punishment. He was supposed to be judged and to be condemned by the Father. Just like the way his brother was trying to do. But the Father showed us that he acts from a different point of view. So the Father accepted this boy out of love. Instead of punishing him, he accepted him. Instead of disciplining him, he accepted him. Instead of making him just a servant, he received him back as a son. He slaughtered for him. He called for celebration. He rejoiced because his son was dead and now he's alive, was lost but now he's back. Now that receiving is that God acted based on mercy. And the boy was supposed to do anything else out of that point of view. Whatever this young man would ever do in his family, to his father, to himself, to his brother, to the fellowship, to the government, to anyone else, should be based on understanding of this masses. Whatever people do, they do it based on many things. And so today, we want to challenge ourselves to be a living sacrifice to the Father. That we act a living service to the Father. We give a life service to the Father. We give a life worship to the Father. We give a life sacrifice to the Father. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, we will focus on understanding the appropriate and inappropriate responses to God. Responses which are appropriate or inappropriate to ourselves and even to the body of Jesus Christ. What are we supposed to do? Or what are we not supposed to do? The two sons, the firstborn son and the secondborn son, they are challenged to consider that all their responses should come from the basis of God's mercies shown to them through the cross. May this be our point of view. May we do everything because of what the Lord has done. And with this, we are introduced into two views of worship, two views of sacrifices, two views of the work that we do, actions that we do here on earth. You may never know why people are doing what they do, but there are at least two views. One of them is that we are worshiping God because We want him to do something for us. We are giving sacrifice to God because we are saying we need him to give us something. We desperately need something from our father or from a person. So that's why that becomes our motivation. As much as it's good, that is not the best one. Look at the boy who had come back. Should he have worshipped his father? Should we have served his father so that he can receive something? No. I think the best option or point of view is the best. That you're worshipping God because of what he has already done. Because of what he has already accomplished. Because of the mercies he has shown you. Your actions is based on the point of view of what the Father has already done. And that's what the challenge, we are being challenged from chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 of the book of Romans. We are challenged that we need to act. We need to respond either to ourselves, either to God, either to the fellowship, either to the government. But we are supposed to respond not because we are anticipating to get something, but because we have already received it. I think that becomes a very good thing. That God will not ask us to do something without having done something in our lives. We are acting based on appreciation. We are responding appropriately because we have already known, because we have already experienced the mercies of the Lord. We are so, so grateful that whatever we do is as a result of gratefulness to God. We respond to God. So chapter 12, we are given how we can respond. Number one, to God because of the mercies of the Lord. We do something because of the mercies of the Lord. Number two, what we can do to ourselves because of the mercies of the Lord. What a good thing that you're doing something to yourself because you appreciate the mercies of the Lord. Or you're doing something, number three, to the body of Christ because of what the Lord has done. So the mercies of the Lord becomes our point of view. It becomes our platform. It becomes our frame of reference. We are referencing the mercies of the Lord. So when somebody asks you, why are you doing what you do? I am doing this because of the mercies of the Lord. I am doing this because the Father has already done it to me. Why are you worshiping the way you are worshiping? I am worshiping this because the Father has already done good to me. Why are you giving this sacrifice? I'm giving this sacrifice because the Father has already blessed me. I'm a blessed person. I'm not giving so that I may receive. I'm giving, number one, because I've already received. The Father has already given me so much. And my giving is an appreciation. That is the point of view my heart so well desired. So we asked, then what is the difference between sacrifice, worship, and service? You discover that these three words are almost used interchangeably in the Bible. If you remember the children of Israel, when they were coming from Egypt, Moses used these three words interchangeably. For example, when Moses would go to Pharaoh, he would tell Pharaoh, let my people go so that they may worship the Lord. All, let my people go. God says, let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness. All, let my people go so that they may sacrifice to the Lord. So these three words were used interchangeably by Moses. And all of them, there are something that somebody do is a response. Service is a response. Worship is a response. Sacrifice is a response to what the Lord has already done. And when you look at this kind of sacrifice here, it should be a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice is the one that we give ourselves. Is the one, is not the one that we just give our things. Number one is the one that we give what is ourselves. That is the true worship. That is the true sacrifice. And that's why when you look at chapter 12, Paul starts by saying, then what sacrifice should we give to the Father or to ourselves? What service, what is the true service you'd give to the Father? Paul says in verses 1 and 2, he says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I prayed with you to give your bodies to God because of all what he has done for you. You see, give your bodies to God because of what he has already done for you. So the point of view is that we are giving ourselves and we are giving our bodies. We are giving our sacrifices. Our body is a sacrifice, is a living sacrifice, not because of what we want him to do for us. Chapter 12 starts, is because of what he has already done for you. Let us act number one out of this. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Our bodies, we give them to the Lord. This is our living sacrifice. This is the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. So you see, it's a sacrifice. And he used interchangeably that this is the way to worship him. That's number one. So what do we give to the Father? We give our bodies a living sacrifice. What is our body? Our body carries everything else. So whatever you see, we do it in the body. Whatever physical you see happening in our bodies, let it spring from the masses' reference. The masses' point of view, what the Lord has done for us. What has he done for us? The Father has given himself for us. The Father has made us his children. The Father has given us his Holy Spirit. Jesus has already died for us. There's no condemnation for us. There's no separation for us. The Lord has justified us. The Lord has sanctified us, has cleansed us. He has set us from the penalty of sin. He is setting us from the power of sin. And he has promised to set us from the presence of sin. Because of what he has done, Father, we give us your body. Number two, how do we respond to self? Verses 2 and 3. Let's read. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. By changing the way you think, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing to the Father. So how do we act on ourselves? This is what this man Paul is talking about. That one of the things we're supposed to do is that we are not supposed to copy the behaviors and customs of this world. So that is the sacrifice we do ourselves. It's a sacrifice because everybody is doing it. For us not to do what the world is doing is a sacrifice for us. We fail to do it. Why? Because we have tested, we have experienced the mercies of the Lord. So like the second born son, for example, he's done. Don't copy the behaviors of where you came from. There's a possibility for him to have come back home, but he's still copying the behaviors which he had picked when he was feeding the pigs. So he's told, don't copy those behaviors. These are the behaviors and customs of the world. Don't do that. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So this boy, once again, become a point of reference. That if he does not think the way he used to think when he was feeding pig, let God change the way he thinks. The way he thinks so that he may be transformed into a new person. For that's the only way he may be able to learn how, you know, to know the Father's will for him. If he does not think like the pig feeder, but he transforms, he allows the Father to transform his mind, he'll know God's will for him, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. The other one is that because of this privilege and authority God has given him or us, I give you this charge or this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourself by the faith God has just given us. Now, this is very powerful, that we should not think ourselves more better than we really are. May God help us. This is the service we can give ourselves. This is, some people think that they are better than they are. They don't, they think, they give themselves more esteem than they are. Who are we? We think that we are better. We are God's children. We'd only give our value based on the blood of Jesus Christ. We must evaluate ourselves based on that and not on anything else. It's by the faith God has just given us. And finally, how do we respond to the body of Jesus Christ? There are seven activities that we are supposed to give the body of Jesus Christ. This is our sacrifice. And we are told that we are one body and we belong to each other. And because of the grace God has given us, we are supposed to serve the body of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to give back to the body of Jesus. And he gives about seven. So if God has given you ability to prophesy, that's the first one. Prophesy. Speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, the sacrifice, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Father, we pray that you may help us to just do everything based on what you have done for us. Out of the masses, in Jesus' name we pray.